We're going to do a special tribute to the Newport Jazz Festival, which is coming up this weekend, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And we're going to talk more about Newport at the next mic break. But let's start off with Duke Ellington. Yeah. Johnny Hodges, as Duke Ellington was calling out for that really seductive kind of tenor saxophone solo on Jeep's Blues from a album of perhaps Duke Ellington's greatest performance, or so says George Wayne, who was the founder of the Newport Jazz Festival and jazz impresario. To this day, even, George Wayne produces the Newport Jazz Festival 60 years later. It's the 60th anniversary of the Newport Jazz Festival. And we're going to continue on with more Duke Ellington from that same album, Ellington at Newport, 1956. We're going to hear Black and Tan Fantasy.
Thank you.
Great, great track, Diminuendo in Blue from Duke Ellington, Ellington at Newport, 1956. And the legend has it that Duke Ellington, his career was kind of floundering at that point, his popularity going down. And Newport, that particular performance at Newport supposedly revived his career. And that particular track featured Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone, and they got up there and started playing, and Paul Gonzalez started his solo, and it just whipped up a frenzy in the crowd, and supposedly a gorgeous platinum blonde lady hopped up on stage and started dancing wildly, And Ellington just signaled Gonzalez to keep playing because it was just ratcheting up the excitement in at Newport. And as you heard there, Gonzalez soloed for something like 27 choruses of Diminuendo in Blue, collapsed after his solo, and the crowd just went crazy. And it was one of those moments at Newport Jazz Festival in 1956 that lives on in the memory of what happened that day forever. So you heard it there. Diminuendo in Blue, Duke Ellington. Before that, Black and Tan Fantasy from the same album, Ellington at Newport, 1956. And we started out the show with Jeep's Blues. And again, same album, Ellington at Newport, 1956. And we're doing a Newport tribute. On my regular show on Saturdays, I did 2 weeks of Newport Jazz Festival previewing the upcoming concerts. And when Chris Sampson asked me to fill in and suggested I do a Newport preview, I said, well, man, I already did two weeks of Newport previews and of all the current artists that are going to be there. So I was going to do something a little different. I'm looking forward to the Newport Jazz Festival. I'll be covering it for WHUS for the sixth consecutive year. So I wanted to keep the Newport thing going, getting me into this weekend. Newport Jazz Festival is August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. If you're interested in finding out about it, perhaps getting tickets or whatever, you can go to Newport Jazz Festival's website. It's newportjazz.org. And there you'll find out all the information about the venue and all the great jazz artists that are playing over those 3 days. And you can get your tickets there as well. So it's a great time. There's a great reduced price for students. I just wanted to mention that. But go over to the website. You can check out all the facts there. And if you want to hear the preview shows that I did, I run a podcast. And you can go over to my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And over there you'll see where you can link up to my podcasts and perhaps you'll want to subscribe to them and download them each and every week. But my last two shows, as I mentioned, was a Newport Jazz preview show. All right, we're going to get on with this particular Newport tribute. We're going to do a little vocal set. This one goes back to 1957, and we're going to hear from Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and Carmen McRae. Recorded live at the festival, as I said, 1957. So let's start out with a Lullaby of Birdland from Ella Fitzgerald.
Thank you. Oh, Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be words to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we get from our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry in my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, then we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love. Lullaby, lullaby. Spitty-din-din-din-da-da-da. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we get from our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. kiss me sweet. Then we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above. And it's all because we're in love. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to do a number and dedicated to Louis Armstrong on his birthday, and it's a little different, and we hope you like it. It's a little impersonating. We do it pops. First chorus, Ella. Love, baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. B-A-B-Y, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell. Baby, till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but chi-chi. That's the only thing I've plenty of, chi-chi. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find la 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 happiness, and I guess gee, I like to see you looking swell. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell. La 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 la. Chee chee.
Plenty of. Dream a while, scheme a while, bobble do something with shoulder find happiness, and I guess both you be on the love, so you find me, yes. Like to see you looking sharp, yellow rose of Texas. Pops ain't got the cash. Boom, 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 boom. Buy those blue suede shoes. Elvis, Elvis Presley. Boom, 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 boom. I'm all shook up. Can't give you anything. Boom, but there's a song and a thing with love, yeah. Oh, yes, thank you, folks.
Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald, Don Abney, Wendell Marshall, Joe Jones. Ella Fitzgerald. Also, Don Abney, Wendell Marshall, and Joe Jones. May I bring to the microphone now a man who, in the lyrics of the songs he writes, probably more successfully than any other songwriter, incorporates the jazz rhythms and the speech idioms of the American language. Songs such as Laura, Dream, That Old Black Magic, Blues in the Night, Too Marvelous for Words. And since he's also something of an expert on singing, it's appropriate that he should introduce our next artist. Mr. Johnny Mercer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a particular pleasure for me to introduce the next artist, as when I was a young man, just getting started writing songs, I had the pleasure of meeting her, and she recorded one of my first efforts, which was not a hit, but in a small way, it was sort of a jazz type thing, and Benny Goodman was the band at the time. It was called Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. And Jerry Mulligan feels the same way I do. He would like to stay on the stand and accompany her. And I don't think I have to say any more than just introduce Miss Billie Holiday.
And I'd like to try to do a little tune for you that I recorded for Norman Grant's Clef Records. My tune is titled Lady Sings the Blues. I do hope you like it. Lady sings the blues. She's got 'em bad. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what her blues is all about. Lady sings the blues. She tells her side, nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what her blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart. When you get a bad start, you and your man have to part. But I ain't gonna just sit around and cry, and I know I won't die, 'cause I love him. Lady sings the blues. She's got 'em there. She feels so sad. But now the world will know she's never gonna sing 'em no more. No more. moonlight can do. Oh, what little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your hearts are fluttering all day long. You only stutter cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words I love you. Oh, what little moonlight can do. Wait a while till little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is ooh, what little moonlight can do. Oh, what little moonlight can do. Oh, what little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your hearts are fluttering all day long. You only stutter cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words I love you. Oh, what little moonlight can do. Wait a while till little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is ooh. Oh.
Hell, you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. What lies before me, a future looks stormy, a winter that's gray and cold. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic, an echo, a tale that's been told so often. My life revolves about you. What earthly good am I without you? My castles have crumbled. I'm all for you, body and soul. Thank you.
Great vocal set there. Very contrasting styles we heard just there. The last thing you heard was Carmen McRae doing Body and Soul live at Newport in 1957 from an album called Fitzgerald Holiday McRae. And we heard tracks from all three of those great vocalists. We started out with Ella Fitzgerald, really at the top of her game. What a great voice and a great performer. We heard her do Lullaby of Birdland, followed by I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And that track also included her interpretation of the great Louis Armstrong, Pops. That was a treat to hear Ella Fitzgerald doing Pops on that track. What a great performance, and just what a great voice, both in range and stylistically. And that was followed by Billie Holiday, really at the declining years. You could really tell her intro there, slurring her speech and her voice so raspy and really rough from her years of playing on the road and, you know, drug abuse and everything else just coming through. But you could still hear the great inflection that made her vocals so unique, and the emotion that she put into those songs. Even though her voice was failing her, she really seemed to be in a very depressed and altered state of mind throughout that set. But like I said, still you can hear the greatness in her voice. And that was, we heard two songs. We heard one song she's very famous for, Lady Sings the Blues. And then that was followed by What a Little Moonlight Can Do. And finally, we heard from Carmen McRae, a beautiful voice in jazz music, and we heard her do the classic ballad, Body and Soul, and that was beautiful. And that was all from Newport Jazz Festival in 1957. And we're doing a Newport Jazz Festival preview. Not a preview, I would say a tribute. But Newport Jazz Festival is coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And I will be there all 3 days representing WHUS and reporting back on my radio show and podcast, as well as using social networks to bring you the Newport Jazz Festival live. I'll be tweeting extensively, and you can subscribe to those tweets. Follow me at Diggin' Jazz, DiggiNJazz. I'll be Instagramming and Facebooking the whole bit. So if you subscribe to my Twitter feed, you'll definitely catch some pictures. I'll be shooting lots of pictures. We have a press pass and a photo pass as well. So I'll be going there with my wife, let's say my co-reporter during the festival, as we follow everything that's going on. So check that out. If you want to subscribe to my social networks, Facebook, Twitter, my YouTube channel, the whole bit, check out my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. Also be blogging at this radio station's website. That will be whus.org. So lots and lots of reporting being done live at Newport Jazz Festival. The 60th anniversary started in, 1954 was the first Newport Jazz Festival. And this being 2014, yep, do the math, that's 60 years. On tonight's show, here on Gravity and Chaos, we are going to play some of the great performances of the past at Newport. And Dave Brubeck recorded an album there. This is live at Newport. And from 1961, 63, and 64. So we're going to hear a set from that recording, starting with St. Louis Blues.
Would you join me in welcoming to the stage the Dave Brubeck Quartet? Thank you.
Time is 9:05. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut.
I'd like to do a ballad now called You Go to My Head.
Thank you.
Dave Brubeck from the Newport Jazz Festival. 1961, 63, and 64. We heard three tracks from those recordings, starting with St. Louis Blues, followed by You Go to My Head. Beautiful playing on that ballad. Dave Brubeck seems to know how to kind of amp things up on a ballad, so you don't even realize you're listening to kind of a slow, mellow ballad. He kind of knows how to bring it to a different level. And then that was followed by the track you just heard, Blue Rondo a la Turk, from the album Time Out. But you heard the Live at Newport version. And that's the great Dave Brubeck Quartet. And, of course, that features Dave Brubeck on piano, Joe Morello on drums, Eugene Wright on bass, and the great Paul Desmond playing that smooth, very silky alto saxophone. Dave Brubeck Quartet. That's actually from the Time Out Legacy Edition album, released on the 50th anniversary of the one of the greatest albums in jazz, Time Out. And they included with that on this Legacy Edition, they included a second disc that had some features, some interviews, and this Live at Newport session or set of recordings from 1961, 63, and 64 at the Newport Jazz Festival. And I had the honor of seeing Dave Brubeck perform perhaps one of his last concerts, certainly his last show at the Newport Jazz Festival. That was only a couple of years ago, and it was his 90th birthday celebration. And Dave Brubeck did a set of music, and he was joined by Wynton Marsalis at one point, and it was a memorable concert. And Dave Brubeck was quite frail at the time, and saw him being led on and off the stage and very hollowed looking and perhaps a little bit ill. But when he got on that piano, he was pounding away at that piano the way he always did. So it was a thrill to see Dave Brubeck. All right, time now is 9:24. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, and my name's Ken, filling in for Chris Sampson on Gravity and Chaos. And I'm happy to do so. But if you dig what you're hearing now, you may want to try to tune into my regularly scheduled show, which is on Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. And my show is called In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I have a podcast as well, so you can listen to a segment of my show anytime you'd like, 24/7, by going to www.jazzandbeyond.com. All right, we're doing our Newport tribute show, playing some great recordings from Newport Jazz Festivals from back in the 50s and 60s. And we're going to do a set now of Ray Charles, the genius, the great singer and jazz and R&B player. And we're going to hear a set of his music from Newport Jazz Festival. I believe this is 1958. We're going to start out with Nighttime is the Right Time.
To be here, riding day, with your one you love now. I want you to hold my hand.
Get a little worried. Well, but I want to tell y'all it's all right now. Yeah. Because I got a woman way downtown. Good to me. Yes, I have. Always treats you right. Never running the streets and leaving me alone. She knows the place now. Right there now in her home. I got a woman way on down. That's good. got a woman, she make me feel alright. All the time, I feel alright. Well, in the morning, well, in the midnight, every day, and every night, I feel alright. Such a long time ago, why did it haunt me now? Yeah, you didn't love me no more. Yeah, but I wanna know. Say I'm a fool for you. Your clothes, I say it's not your walk, oh, oh, not your easy now, well, baby, talk. I wanna wake up in the morning, yeah. Just about the break of day, yeah. You reach over and feel your pillow, yeah. Where your baby used to lay, yeah. Then you put on your cry, yeah. Like you never cried before, yeah. I say you'd even cry so loud, yeah. You'll give the blues to your neighbor next door, yeah. Ever since you were 5 years old, baby, yeah. I want you to know that I've been a little fool for you, little girl. Yeah. Oh, way down in my soul. Yeah. I keep on trying to prove that I'm a little fool for you, little girl. Yeah. So I know it must be something. Wanna say I'm a little fool for you.
Ray Charles, live at Newport. Great set, man. Some of that gave me chills up and down my spine. It was really an incredible set. Ray Charles at Newport. Nighttime Is the Right Time started out that set, followed by I've Got a Woman. And we ended that with just a soulful blues called A Fool for You. Yeah. Newport Jazz Festival. We've heard some great performances coming out of that.